With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It's just after sunrise, and Uker Eskridge, a Chesapeake Bay waterman and mayor of Tangier Island, is in a skiff motoring across the harbor in his morning commute to his office. The soft morning light illuminates rickety crab shacks on pillars above the water and workboats heading out into the bay. Above it all rises the Tangier Island Water Tower, painted with a blue crab on one side and a large cross on the other, representing the two things that keep this island town of 470 people afloat: the seafood industry and prayer. When he pulls up to his work shed, his city hall, he introduces his political staff, four stray cats that work with him out there with his tanks full of soft crabs.
That's Condi Rice.
Condi Rice!
Yeah, and Sam Alito.
The cat's names hint at his conservative politics, and yet, when he's not tending his soft crab business, he spends much of his time on an issue that not many Republican officeholders want to tackle: the impact of climate change, which is driving up sea levels and eroding Tangier and scores of other islands in the bay and around the world.
Our main concern is the erosion problem out here. We're losing a lot of ground to erosion. It looks totally different from the way it did. I mean, I remember even before I came along, there were other communities around Tangier that have completely disappeared now. They're underwater. That's what we don't want to happen to Tangier.
Mayor Eskridge often makes trips to Richmond and Washington in a lobbying campaign to try to secure millions of dollars in government funding to build a series of bulkheads to wall off and protect his island. A tiny part of his vision has been funded to build one small jetty, but he's frustrated his fellow elected officials are not more supportive of his efforts to save his people from becoming refugees of the rising seas.
It's not like the money's not there.
Right.
The money is there, and the government wastes so much money.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you don't help foreign countries, but we spend billions, like in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the bulk of the people hate our guts there. And I told the Colonel Kelly and Colonel Olson with the Army Corps of Engineers, I said, you know, if you would divert some of that money here and get us some protection, we would appreciate it much more than those guys in the Middle East, and we promise we won't shoot at you while you're working for us.
The irony, however, is this. Even though Mayor Eskridge is up to his knees in sea level rise, every time storms drive a foot of water down Main Street, he does not actually accept the reality of climate change. He sees himself as fighting a sinking land crisis caused by the naturally settling geology of the Chesapeake region. Scientists have concluded this is partially true, but it ignores two-thirds of the problem, which is that warming temperatures are in fact expanding the volume of the seas.
There's no evidence of sea level rise here. You know, maybe in some places it's occurring, but out here, I mean, you know, whenever we have a persistent east wind, we have above normal tides, and if we have a west wind, we have below normal tides. So nothing's changed there.
Nothing's changed, except that Tangier Island has already lost about two-thirds of its landmass and loses another 9 acres every year, largely because of sea level rise. Within a few decades, it will likely disappear beneath the waves. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.
The humble sky is falling down on gold and Mother May. The sun and shadows rising paints the dawning break of day. You could ask 10,000 times how come I left that day, but the answer won't change your mind, and I got nothing else to say.